seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Still no resolution in the effort to keep Crozier, Chester, and Taylor Hospitals in Delaware County open. A bankruptcy hearing scheduled for Tuesday has adjourned until Thursday. We get more from KYW's Connor Barkon.
Lawyers say progress is being made, but we're not ready to present the court with an agreement to sell off assets. Judge Stacey Jernigan quickly agreed to Thursday, April 3rd as the new deadline.
So, At this point, we'll just stay tuned.
A lawyer for Delaware County told Jernigan in a hearing last week meeting the April 1st deadline would be a challenge because terms that the hospital's owner, Prospect Medical Holdings, is asking for caught the county off guard.
A lawyer for Prospect said the talks were headed in the right direction, although we still don't know who the buyer will be. Philadelphia labor leaders marked the fifth anniversary of the city's Fair Work Week law and urged the city to continue to act on behalf of workers in the face of anti-labor actions at the federal level. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Organized labor has little to celebrate these days, so the Philadelphia AFL-CIO reached back to 2020 when the city passed a law that requires employers to give workers reliable schedules in advance and stick to them or pay a penalty. Barista Sal Hirsch says it's worked at Starbucks.
This really improves our lives in a major way.
Deputy Mayor Sinceri Harris says the law has resulted in hundreds of thousands of dollars of extra pay to workers, and the city has no plans to back down on defending worker rights.
In a time filled with unprecedented attacks on working people, Philadelphians can rest assured that the city will continue to be a city that fights for and protects our working men and women.
AFL-CIO President Danny Bauder says the city's been supportive of laid-off federal workers, and now their fellow workers need to stand up. With the federal enforcement deadline a month away, time is running out for people to get a real ID, and there are plenty of procrastinators in Pennsylvania, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Getting a real ID is optional, but if you still need one, standing in line may not be. PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll says there's been a crush at driver's license centers.
Because so many people have waited to the last minute, the lines at the driver's centers are a thing, and so you'll have to bring a little bit of patience along with the documents that you need.
Starting May 7th, to fly domestically or enter some federal buildings or military bases, the federal government is requiring a real ID with its extra verification or a passport. Carroll says so far, only 26% of the state's driver's licenses are real ID compliant. So PennDOT is opening its centers for extra hours to accommodate the demand.
PennDOT is being aggressive with respect to opening driver's license centers on Mondays when we're traditionally closed.
Carroll advises flyers to make sure they have a real ID to avoid any hassles at the airport checkpoint.
The 20-year-old Bristol Township woman who falsely accused a random stranger of trying to kidnap and rape her will spend at least 45 days behind bars. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Angela Uramova is sentenced to 1.5 to 23 months in Bucks County Correctional Facility. Last April, she called police from the parking lot of the Langhorne Square Shopping Center saying a man grabbed her, punched her in the face, and tried to drag her to his truck while pulling down her pants. Police traced the truck to Daniel Pearson of Yardley and arrested him in front of his wife and kids. Pearson spent 31 days in Bucks County Correctional Facility before detectives questioned Uramova about inconsistencies in her story, and she admitted she'd never met Pearson and he never touched her. Prosecutor Kristen McElroy.
I'm incredibly grateful for the work that the law enforcement did in this case to get to the bottom of what happened. But it can't change the fact that a man spent 31 days sleeping in a cell for a crime he didn't commit.
Uramova's lawyer asked for probation, noting she is in treatment for mental health issues. It's officially Autism Awareness Month, and a new program in Camden County helps improve interactions between police and people on the autism spectrum. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Blue envelopes are being distributed to drivers on the autism spectrum to inform police that communication might be a challenge. Camden County Prosecutor Grace McCauley says drivers just put their documents in that envelope and hand it to police during a traffic stop.
What I love about the Blue Envelope program is that it's simple yet effective, no fancy technology or complicated procedures.
McCauley says this improved process will help deliver better outcomes to keep both envelope holders as well as police safe. Patty Stenderowitz says she feels more comfortable with her son John driving to and from work and living more independently because of this.
It's something I never thought he would be able to do.
Envelopes are available for pickup at police stations and hospitals throughout the county. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.